This is a podcast from the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, a nonpartisan research institute that explores budget policies and issues affecting low and moderate income Americans. I'm Michelle Bazzi. Welcome to this policy briefing.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. We're here today to discuss state fiscal conditions, their effect on the weak U.S. economy, and whether and how federal policymakers should respond. With us to tackle these issues are Mark Zandi, the well-known chief economist of Moody's Economy.com, whose counsel on these issues is sought and highly regarded across the political spectrum. And also with us is Iris Lab, now a senior advisor here at the Center on Budget. Iris created the center's work on state fiscal issues and headed it for over 15 years, and she is one of the nation's leading experts on state fiscal matters. Iris also is the lead author of a new Center on Budget paper on these issues, which we issued this morning and all of you should have received. We're going to hear first from Iris and then from Mark Zandi, and then we'll go directly to your questions. Iris Lab.
Thanks, Bob. So, states face continuing budget shortfalls, largely because of persistent high unemployment. The ongoing fiscal situation could force them to institute additional deep budget cuts and tax increases in 2010, which would weaken the fragile economic recovery and harm vulnerable children, seniors, people with disabilities, and others. Compounding the problem is the fact that the federal assistance that states receive for their Medicaid programs under this year's economic recovery legislation is scheduled to end with a cliff on December 31st, 2010. That is, the money runs out abruptly at that time. In addition, the assistance states receive for education and other services also will be largely exhausted by then. Although that date is more than a year away, the problem is coming to a head now. That's because states, which continue to face these huge budget shortfalls that they must close, are taking steps to prepare their budgets for state fiscal year 2011, which starts on July 1st, 2010 in most states. Governors will send their budget proposals to their legislatures between December next month and February 2010 in most states. The legislatures will have to actually enact the budgets as early as March or April in some states and by the end of June in almost all states. If states do not know, if they do not have assurance that they will receive additional federal fiscal relief beyond the December 2010 end, they will begin implementing new budget cuts and tax increases by this summer at the latest. If states get no more fiscal relief than what has already been enacted, states will have to take steps to cut budgets and or increase taxes to replace that aid in order to eliminate deficits for state fiscal year 2011, again, which begins on July 1st. In making budget cuts and instituting tax increases to close the deficits, they will likely take nearly a full percentage point off the gross domestic product. That in turn could cost the economy 900,000 jobs next year. For economic reasons, as well as to protect the most vulnerable in society, federal policymakers should provide some additional fiscal relief. The relief should be extended or phased down after 2010 rather than ending abruptly. This would constitute one of the most effective uses of additional federal dollars to boost the weak economy and preserve or create jobs. Now, let me explain the situation in a little more detail. State tax receipts are plummeting. Large job losses and declining incomes have caused state and local revenues to fall steeply, and this is occurring at the same time that high unemployment and rising poverty are increasing the need for state services, such as Medicaid. The revenue decline in this recession is unprecedented It is the largest on record in the post-World War II period. State revenues have been declining since the fourth quarter of 2008. For example, in the critical April-June quarter this year, when a major portion of state tax revenues are collected, revenues dropped 16.6% compared to the previous year. The income tax was down 27.5%, and the sales tax was down 9.5%. As a result, deficits for the current state fiscal year total more than 25% of state general fund budgets, making these the largest shortfalls on record. States are missing $1 out of every $4 they need to provide services to their residents. Deficits pose a particularly difficult problem for states during recessions because nearly all states are required to balance their operating budgets, no matter how bad the economy. And many of the actions states must take to achieve budget balance in the face of sharply falling revenues, cutting services, laying off workers, and raising taxes, further weaken the economy. The state fiscal assistance from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act has helped substantially. Without it, both state budget cuts and state tax increases would be much larger. Our best estimates suggest that the fiscal relief in ARRA, provided mainly for health care and education, those pieces, has allowed states to close 30% to 40% of their budget gaps this year. Without this aid, as I said, states would have been forced to institute even more severe actions that would have placed a greater drag on the economy. The ARRA funding for state fiscal relief is creating and preserving jobs. As I think you know, the Department of Education reported that a total of 318,000 jobs were saved or created through September 30th by the Fiscal Stabilization Fund, just that piece. And while that isn't available, there's reason to believe that the Medicaid funding has resulted in the retention or creation of both public and private sector jobs for health providers. But here's the problem. The Medicaid fiscal relief that ARRA provides will end with that cliff, will end abruptly on December 31st, 2010. States also will have drawn down most of their education relief funds by that time. That December 31st, 2010 date falls in the middle of the next state fiscal year 2011, which in most states runs from July 1st through July 30th, the fiscal year. So estimates based on economic projections, state data, and past history suggest that the deficits in state fiscal year 2011 will total at least $180 billion, similar to the size of the deficits this year. Only about $40 billion of the ARRA funding is likely to be available to help states close those $180 billion in state deficits expected next year, leaving states to close $140 billion. These deficits matter because state and local governments play an important role in the U.S. economy. Their activities account for one-eighth of GDP. Thus, state actions to close the remaining deficits could reduce aggregate demand in the economy. The $140 billion not covered by ARRA funds represents about 0.9% of GDP, just under 1% of GDP. As states raise taxes and cut expenditures by that amount to balance their budgets, the economy could lose 900,000 jobs. This is a matter of great concern because the unemployment rate is expected to still be close to double-digit levels at that time, and the economy is likely still to be fragile. State deficit projections remain this large for next year because state and local fiscal recovery typically lags behind the resumption of economic growth and other economic indicators by 2 to 3 years. So economic growth is now resumed, but we still have looming fiscal problems. In both the past two recessions, state budget deficits remained very large for several years after the recession officially ended. The current recession, in which there have been these unprecedented drops in state revenue, is likely to have at least a 2 to 3 year lag for fiscal recovery. And although December 2010, the end of the fiscal relief, is a year from now, the problem needs to be addressed in the very near future. Because of state budget calendars, it would not be effective for the administration and Congress to wait until the fall of 2010 to consider additional aid. As I mentioned at the beginning, governors are already well down the road in developing their 2011 budgets, and legislatures will enact those budgets between March and June of next year. And states' budget for their year, their fiscal year as a whole, obviously not for 6 months period, so they can't enact a six-month budget and wait to see what the federal government will do. If states anticipate the end of federal funding halfway through the fiscal year, they will enact the budget cuts and tax increases necessary to keep their budgets balanced. There already is evidence of deep cuts being considered. Here's the bottom line. Without additional federal help, states will be forced to make deep budget cuts and raise taxes, putting at risk the fragile economic recovery and costing us 900,000 jobs. More federal fiscal relief is needed, and it needs to be enacted this year. Thank you. Mark?
Thank you, Iris. I want to thank you for the opportunity to speak today, Bob as well, and the Center. It's certainly a pleasure to be able to join you. I'd like to make a handful of points in my remarks. And I also sent along a PowerPoint, so I hope with a few slides, so I hope the participants have that in front of them. I'll talk to that, and if just in case you don't have the slides, I'll articulate the points clearly so that even if you don't have the slides, you'll be okay. Point number one, the fiscal stimulus has worked to end the recession. I don't think it's any accident that the recession ended this summer when the stimulus was providing its maximum economic benefit. And the part of the stimulus related to state and local government aid is very, very important to that. That was a key aspect of the stimulus. That money has gotten to the economy quickly, and it's made a big difference to bringing the recession to an end. Just to give you some sense of the contribution of the federal aid to states, is the first slide in the PowerPoint, which shows the change year ago in billions of dollars in state and local government expenditures. And this is data from 05 Q1 through second quarter of 09, the last data point available. The red line represents the change year ago in total expenditures. And also the you can see the change in tax revenue at state and local governments. That's the green line. And just how dramatic, as Iris pointed out, how dramatic the decline has been over the past year through the second quarter of 09, so consistent with fiscal year 09, state and local tax revenues fell approximately $120 billion. The blue line represents aid from the federal government to states, federal grants and aid, and you can see that has sharply increased in large part because of the stimulus. And through in the year through the second quarter of 2009, that is up about $110 billion. So very clearly, the help from the federal government to the state and local governments has been a vital key to forestalling even more significant budget cuts, that without that aid, expenditures would have had to fall measurably more, and the impact on the economy measurably greater. So point number one, the stimulus has been very effective. One other quick tangential point is that the multipliers on state and local aid is quite significant. And just to give you context, is my estimate of multipliers for different types of tax cuts and spending increases. That's on the page three of the PowerPoint. You can see that if you look look down the chart towards the bottom, the multiplier from aid to state governments is quite high, 1.41, which is quite significant, and just reinforces the point that the aid to state governments has been key to the stimulus and bringing an end to the recession. Point number two, the fiscal situation in state and local governments is very difficult, and it's not likely to get much better anytime soon. I don't anticipate we're going to continue to see these rates of decline, but I think it's clear that tax revenues are going to continue to decline. The problems at states are very substantive, and just to put it in a picture form, is the next slide on page 4 of the handout or of the PowerPoint, which does show the percent change year ago in total state and local tax revenue. This is from the Bureau of Economic Analysis, and just a complete collapse in revenue. This is quite amazing in the context of the broad historical period shown all the way back to 1950. I've never seen anything quite like it. The only other time that we came even close was in the tech bust, and of course that was related to the collapse of stock prices and the impact on capital gains revenues, but we're well beyond that, and tax revenues continue to weaken. And there's no real reason to suspect this is going to turn very quickly. Personal income tax revenues, you know, obviously very tied to what's going on in the job market. The job market is still very, very weak, with double-digit unemployment, wage growth is still slowing. So it's hard to see how personal income taxes and personal income tax revenue is going to turn. Sales tax revenue also under tremendous pressure. Consumers, they're no longer panicked, and thus we're out of recession, but they remain incredibly cautious in their spending. Christmas this year is going to be better than last year, but that's not really saying a whole lot. This will be the second worst Christmas in the post-World War II period, a very difficult time, and thus not a lot of sales tax revenue. And that's also unlikely to turn quickly. And then, of course, property tax revenues are tied to housing and commercial real estate values, and they remain very soft. Commercial real estate values are still declining. I think housing values are probably going to decline further into next year as well. So very significant problems in state and local governments. It's unlikely that's going to turn quickly. Moreover, just to reinforce the point, the decline in the state and local tax revenue is pretty much coast to coast. You can see that in the slide on page 5 of the PowerPoint, which is a map of the country. This shows my outlook for tax revenues in fiscal year 2010, the current fiscal year. Nationwide, I expect tax revenues to fall over 4% compared to fiscal year 2009. And the one thing that immediately you'll see in the chart, in the map, is that there's only one state, Texas, where I expect an increase, and that's a very marginal increase. States with very, very large declines, over 5%, are shown in red, and there's a whole range of the biggest, of course, being California and New York. So the problems are not concentrated in one region of the country. The problems are evident from coast to coast. And this goes down to point 3. The without more help to state and local governments, the resulting budget cuts will become a very significant drag on the economy when the economy is struggling to move from a recovery to a self-sustaining economic expansion. In fact, economy is going to be quite vulnerable early next year, just about the time that state government officials are going to be working on their budgets for fiscal year 2011. And if they do start engaging in cuts, it would be one more reason to worry about the staying power of the recovery and raise the odds of the economy sliding back into recession. There are still many impediments to the economy engaging and evolving into that self-sustaining expansion. Clearly, the potential for big budget cuts at state and local governments is one of those reasons to be very concerned. It plays, as Iris pointed out, a very large role in our economy. Historically, state and local governments have been a steady contributor to economic growth. They turn into a measurable drag on growth, then that adds to the risks that the recovery will not engage. And that's something that's very important to guard against, because if we do slide back into recession, it will be very, very difficult to get out. It'll be a quite virulent deflationary cycle will ensue, and policymakers will run out of resources. So it's very important that we avoid that eventuality. Point number 4, given all this, I think it's entirely appropriate for policymakers to provide more help for two state and local governments, and they should do this quickly. As Iris pointed out, they need to start thinking about their fiscal year 2011 budgets now and early next year, and it's important I think, for policy, federal policymakers to step forward and provide some help and some relief so that state and local officials can do better planning and so that they don't have to engage in, or at least go down the path of engaging in big budget cuts. So it's, I think it would be useful to forestall that and have them have that aid provided soon. And that leads finally to the fifth point, and then I'll end. You know, clearly this is going to be costly. It will temporarily add to the nation's budget deficit, which is quite significant, the $1.4 trillion deficit in fiscal year 2009, and it will be, under almost any circumstance, over $1 trillion in the current fiscal year, 2010. But the cost to, in my view, the cost to taxpayers of not doing more would be even greater, and clearly the risk's awfully high. So I think it's important that we spend the money temporarily. It will lead to a temporarily higher deficit, but as we make our way out of this recession into the recovery, I think taxpayers will find that this was a good expense to take. With that, I'll stop, and I'll turn it back to Iris and Bob.
This concludes the presentation portion of the briefing from the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. You can follow us on Twitter at Center on Budget, find us on Facebook, or create a My Center account at centeronbudget.org.